If you look at these posters, I'll call that one Exhibit A. And if you were watching the video of this transaction, you would see that this individual who is designated as a TSA employee is walking around and inspecting the truck. So if they were supposed to be handing out brochures, what were they doing inspecting the truck, and what type training do the TSOs and the BDOs receive to detect abnormalities or potential threats in semi-trucks? Mr. McLaughlin?
Thank you. First, the Viper that you reference in your state of Tennessee was, it's important to note, was a joint training exercise with 23 different agencies, both federal, state, and local, where TSA was invited to participate. And by all accounts, the 2 or 3 day exercise went off very well. It was an important opportunity for us to build relationships to ensure that in the event of a real national security emergency, we have the types of relationships in
place.
Sir,
you're using my time, but I would just ask, what type training do they have to actually do these inspections and to detect the abnormalities that would be there on our nation's highways? Because they have no federal law enforcement training, correct?
During this exercise, the officers did not conduct any screening of any vehicles nor
drivers. Let me put up poster number 2. Then why did they ask to open the top of this, open this truck and look at this? Was there a specific threat to Tennessee highways on October 20th, 2011? And was there any intelligence suggesting that a suspected terrorist may be driving a semi-truck across Tennessee? And were there specific threats that were deterred by conducting this operation?
While I can't talk about threats that might have been deterred, I can tell you again that this was a training exercise, not an exercise based on active intelligence in the state.
Okay. Mr. Sadler, do you have anything to add to that?
No, ma'am.
You don't. Well, there again, I want to go back to this question. What kind of specific training do they have to be on the nation's highways conducting these kind of searches?
TSOs and BDOs do not receive specific training with regard to screening vehicles in the highway mode of transportation.
Okay.
The canine team that I believe that I see up there, although it's from a distance, appears to be a multimodal dog that is trained in that mode of transportation.
So even though our TSOs have no federal law enforcement training, you are pleased that they are participating in these type exercises?
Again, the Viper program is set up to provide a visual deterrent and to work in conjunction with our state and local partners in all modes of transportation. And part of that, again, is to build the relationships in times of an exercise.
So these TSOs who have been administratively reclassified from being screeners and processors and given no federal law enforcement training are going to be out on our nation's highways and our seaports and participating in this type of activity.